Thank you for joining us for yet another episode of That Solo Life, the podcast about solo business owners in PR and marketing. But we hope many solo business owners or business owners in general, business people get something out of this podcast. My name is Michelle Kane. My company is Voice Matters. I am here with my fantastic co-host, Karen Swim of Words for Hire, and she is also the owner of Solo PR Pro. How are you doing today, Karen?
Well, good morning, and happy Monday to everyone. And even if you don't listen live when it comes out on Monday, that's okay.
It's Monday.
The week is off to a great start, or wherever you happen to be in your week, I hope it's really good for you.
Yes, yes. So taking advantage of this podcast being released on Labor Day, one of the last main holidays before the long wait for Thanksgiving, we decided to theme this episode around guilty pleasures. What, you know, we work hard, and when we work, we give it our all and even more beyond our all. So then we just need to decompress a little bit. So we were thinking of talking about what's your brain candy? What do you do to decompress, to just kind of disengage, give your brain a rest? It's definitely necessary.
And you know what I love about guilty pleasures versus hobbies? You know, PR people are so notorious for not having hobbies, or and I want to say maybe a lot of entrepreneurs are like that as well. Like, people say, "Oh, do you have a hobby?" And you get blank stares like, "Hobby? Hobby? Is napping a hobby? Is having a meal at a table, is that a hobby?"
That counts. That counts. Catching up on my bookkeeping, that's my current hobby.
Exactly. And so I love the idea of guilty pleasures, because it's something that all of us can actually relate to. So even if you don't have a hobby per se, we all have that thing or those things that we sort of indulge in to just take us away from our day to day. And so, like, I have a friend and colleague who is her guilty pleasure, and I won't say who it is, but her guilty pleasure are the Real Housewives of anything. And I guess there's like a whole bunch of them. And she's like all in. And if you knew her, it would make you laugh, because she is the most professional person. And she at work is, you know, very professional, very pulled together, very serious. But she is all in on Real Housewives and can tell you what's going on with anybody. So if I read something in the news, because it's hard to escape the news stories, I'll say, "Hey, what's this going on with so-and-so?" And she will have the answer. And I love that about her.
That's fantastic.
This is her detox method of, like, right, she binges. So, Michelle, what's one of your guilty pleasures?
Goodness. You know, and it's funny, I was thinking about that. Excuse me, as I was having my Monday morning in my head of, "Oh, I should have this done by now. I should have that done by now." Really, no one's screaming for it, but except for me thinking, "No, I need to be this far ahead." But it's interesting after, you know, like I've said in previous episodes, summer, you know, I'm grateful that there are events, but sometimes then that next day is just recovery, just from peopling. So sometimes I'll escape to the movies, because it's a dark, nice, dark, air-conditioned room where no one can tap me on the shoulder. And if they do, they're in serious trouble. And just sit there with my popcorn. And just another thing, going to concerts. Part of the reason my wagon is currently dragging, I've had 3 concerts in the last week.
Wow.
But it's wonderful, because you know what? You just feel like, you know, sometimes I hate the term escapism, because it's like, no, I'm not running away, but I'm getting a little respite from the normal. And live music just, it replenishes me in a way that at least carries me through the tired.
I love that your guilty pleasures actually require you to leave the house.
That's true, they do.
Can I commend you for having a guilty pleasure that requires you to put on clothes, leave the house, and actually be in the space of other people? That is Very cool.
Sometimes even driving 2+ hours. Saturday night, it was a show in New York City at this fantastic new venue called Pier 17, which is basically the roof of this building that I swear used to be a mall down at South Street Seaport. And they just popped a venue on a roof, and it was beautiful. You know, it wasn't hot, nice breeze. And I literally got out of Dodge. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, although, you know, there are some days where I just sit and on my sofa and stare at the TV. I think I watched an entire Bob Ross marathon one day. It's cheaper than therapy, right? Everything's fine. Just paint a tree. How about you? What
feeds your brain
candy? Yes. Oh, good.
So one is, okay, no judgment, you people. One Never. Is Hallmark murder mysteries. I swear to you.
Love it.
That it, you know, there's something about it that just brings my blood pressure way down and takes me into a space. And I sometimes dream of living in a town just like that, where everybody seems to know everybody, and somehow there seems to be murders, but no other problems in the entire town. And
that's a little troubling, actually, but okay.
All these murders happen and they get solved by all of these really cool women. So I kind of love that. And I could watch them like for hours on end. So that's one of my guilty pleasures, that. And I could watch Chip and Joanna Gaines for the rest of my life.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
My other guilty pleasure does actually requires me to leave the house. And it's guilty because I like to do it during the week. I mean, we do it on the weekends too, but during the week, in the middle of a work day, or when I'm actually supposed to be working, my guilty pleasure is to grab my fur baby and go to the park.
That's great.
And I know that sounds like really, but you know, for anybody who works, being able to grab that time when you're supposed to be working feels so indulgent to me. And we have these beautiful parks all over Michigan. And there's one particularly close to our house. It's small, but it's beautiful and it's so secluded. And as you're walking through these tree covered paths, you'd swear that you were in a forest somewhere, and it just feels super indulgent. And it's my happy place. So, you know, I'm walking along, it's quiet, it's peaceful, and work feels like a million miles away from me. And, I'm getting in some steps at the same time. So that, I guess that's a healthy guilty pleasure.
Totally, totally. It's definitely one everyone should do, because I know once I get in a zone, it's like, you really should get up and walk around. Yeah. Let me finish this thing first. And it's not healthy at all. So you're doing the best thing possible for yourself. That's fantastic.
Yeah, there's something, you know, I get all kinds of fresh ideas. I just feel renewed. And when I'm super stressed, I'm like, come on, girl, park time.
or as Ben Franklin liked to call it, an air bath.
Yeah, I have to tell you that sometimes it doesn't start out as a guilty pleasure. It starts out as, I must protect everyone because I am truly about to go off on somebody or say some things that I might regret later. So let me take myself on a timeout. And then it turns into a guilty pleasure about 10 minutes into the walk. I'm like, I'm okay.
It's okay.
I don't want to stab anyone with a fork anymore.
No, it's maintaining, keeping our sanity is good. For me, that's when I can get to yoga. I'm like, okay, I'm feeling a little ragey.
Yeah, you have those moments. I mean, and you know, for our friends that, you know, work in workplaces, those are things that you actually can do, any of those things, you know, instead of a lunch break, take yourself somewhere else, you know, drive to a park or drive to an outdoor mall and walk around and, you know, or sit with a book or sit and, you know, binge your favorite show on your smartphone, because we can do that these days. You don't even have to be at home to do those things, or whatever your guilty pleasure is. You don't have to wait until weekends or after hours. Sometimes you just need that indulgent moment of your own, even if it's just a few minutes long.
Right, right. Even those little fixes, because I know I'm so guilty of what I, you know, lovingly call the desk picnic. And there have been a couple of times where I forced myself, you know, you can take 20 minutes and have lunch. You don't have to think you're, you know, a machine and keep going. And, you know, there's times I do, even that little bit of a break, it's like, oh, yeah, you're right. I could do this.
You know, I don't know if anybody ever watched, it's no longer airing in live episodes, but you can still watch it. There was this TV show called The Closer starring Kyra Sedgwick. Yeah.
Love that show.
Okay. So one of my favorite scenes, and it would crop up on a recurring basis, is she loved sweets. She was in as well,
but yes,
she loved,
of course.
Yeah. So she had this junk drawer, but I loved how she would shut her office door, shut the blinds, pull out a cupcake or a candy bar and completely give all her attention to enjoying this treat. And I guess what I loved about that is that that was like her guilty pleasure and she fully enjoyed it. Now, I mean, eating a cupcake or a candy bar only takes 10 minutes, but when you are all in, I mean, she would close her eyes. You could see like the pleasure in her face. She fully enjoyed it. So whatever that is for you, maybe it's, you know, closing your office door or going to a quiet place for 10 minutes and just breathing. Or maybe it's massaging your hands or taking off your shoes and massaging your feet. I mean, whatever it is for you, or reading a book, but being fully present in that pleasure, it can completely transform the rest of your entire day.
Right, right. And, you know, I think sometimes when our work ethic swings into driving too hard.
That's not me. What are you talking about? That's never me.
I don't know who we're talking about. But, you know, at the same time, the churn, at least I've heard, the churn gets worse because then you're thinking, you know, this isn't the smart way to work. Yeah. Just let me power through this thing. But it's not the smart. You should take the break. I know I should. So even as we don't engage in the guilty pleasure, we know that it's bad for us. So what is wrong with me?
Well, you know, I think that too, and I mean, if anybody's ever, you know, been on an eating plan, then, you know, sometimes you schedule those like cheat days or, you know, cheat treats. And there's something about being mindful in that guilty pleasure, like really giving into it, like, you know, tasting every bite, that it really doesn't take a lot to be satisfying. And so I feel the same way about, you know, any guilty pleasure that helps you to recharge. When you fully lean into it, and you really are, even though guilty pleasures, we tend to think of them as mindless, but when you're mindfully engaging in them and really being present and showing up in that moment and, you know, enjoying it. So for me at the park, it's, you know, looking up at the trees, feeling that breeze on my face, looking at how the sunshine makes those patterns, you know, on the sidewalk, and hearing, you know, the bubbling of the water, are all things that help me to just really indulge and really engage in it, rather than just kind of walking through and checking off things in my head, like, oh, you know, well, I'm going to just voice talk a blog post while I'm walking, and which is, you know, what I do often. But in those moments when it's supposed to be my time out, my pleasure, I really do try to lean into that time.
Right. It's so important. And, you know, it increases the value of that time, because, you know, the moments where you get caught up in your thoughts or engaging in another activity, you can miss out on those replenishing moments. And I think, you know, really keeping in mind that even though, you know, you may think it's a waste of time, and, you know, others may say, oh, you spent your day doing that. Yeah, don't judge. I don't judge what you do with your other days. You know, it's necessary. And I think we're, you know, most of us are are in tune with our, you know, minds and bodies enough to know when we need it. Yeah. You know, I mean, yesterday I did not do much. Now I did laundry and went to the store a little bit, but for my usual, you know, I said, no, I'm just going to kind of sit here. And like you said, just indulge in this beautiful, you know, pre-fall breeze. I might close my eyes and pretend I'm at the ocean, but at least.
Yes. Yeah. And you know, the whole judgment thing is so silly because honestly, it's not that others are judging us. It's that we're judging ourselves. And quite frankly, we need to get over the whole thing of caring what anybody honestly thinks about how you choose to conduct your life. It's no one's business.
That's right. It's my thing. I may still power watch General Hospital from time to time, but they're like my cousin. Right now. I need to keep in touch. But again, that's just good brain candy. There is healthy brain candy to be had out there.
It's good for you. If it keeps you, you know, recharge and it helps you to refresh and, you know, that is self-care. And so, and I mean, maybe we should even stop calling it a guilty pleasure and just call it what it is, you know, your thing that you do to either relax or to re-energize.
Right, right. Absolutely. Because you do, you have to recharge and, you know, and I think my personality type is I am an extroverted introvert. So yeah, I can go and be out there and then it's like, okay, I need to be alone now. Even, you know, even last night I went to a store that wasn't closest to me. I took the extra ride because it was a nice evening and thought, no, I just want alone time in my car.
I love that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Alone time in your car is the best.
Oh, it is the best.
Yeah, it's like a vacation.
It really is.
Yeah. My phone does the, you know, sorry, I'm driving thing.
Oh, nice.
So I don't even get the alerts until my car has stopped. love that.
And, you know, equally good too is in this drive to New York City this weekend. It's about a 2.5 hour drive for me. I mean, the Philadelphia suburbs. And, you know, I carpooled with a friend and we don't get to engage that much as much anymore. So we had a great little catch up and it made the drive go that much faster. So it was like a nice little break. You know, sometimes 24 hours away can do a world of good too. Of course, I'm paying for it now.
Yeah.
Being a little tired, but that's okay. It'll pass.
Yes. Yes.
It'll pass. So yeah.
It will definitely pass. So we love to give takeaways and I think that if we had to leave our listeners with some takeaways today, it would be guilty pleasures really aren't guilty. It's self-care.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And don't be judgy to yourself. Don't feel bad or feel like you have to justify anything that you indulge in that makes you a healthier, happier, rested, recharged person. So thank you, listeners, for joining us again for That Solo Life. Please subscribe because we love subscribers and share with your friends, share with your colleagues.
And make sure to treat yourself, take good care of yourself, take the breaks you need, replenish and refresh. We'd love to hear what your brain candy or guilty pleasures are. Until next time on That Solo Life.